Listening comprehension. Listen to two parts of a guided tour of historic buildings in Moscow and decide whether the following five statements are true, false, or this information is not provided in the text, not stated, according to the text you hear. After that, answer seven more questions. You will hear the text three times. Now you have 30 seconds to read the tasks. Now we're ready to start.
We're standing across the river from the Kremlin, looking at one of Moscow's most impressive mansions, the residence of the British ambassador. This building was once the home of Pavel Kharitonenko, a wealthy merchant who owned sugar factories. It was designed in 1893 by architect Vasily Zalesky. However, the interior was redesigned in 1911 by Fyodor Schechtl in the English Gothic style, which was very unusual for Moscow at the time, but gaining popularity thanks to this incredible architect. Inside, there are carved wooden walls and ceilings, just like in an English castle. After the Russian Revolution, the house was used by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Several famous guests of the Soviet government stayed there, including the American dancer Isadora Duncan and the famous American writer Herbert Wells.
Excuse me, wasn't Isadora Duncan married to a Russian writer?
You've done your homework, haven't you? I'm impressed. She was indeed married to the Russian poet Sergei Yesenin, but she stayed at this house before that when she was first invited to the Soviet Union by the Minister of Education, Anatoly Lunacharsky. Good question. In 1930, this building was given to the British government to use it as the British Embassy in Moscow. The embassy moved to a new building in the year 2000, and this one became the residence of the British ambassador. This is where the ambassador lives and hosts social events like concerts, dinners, and receptions. The new embassy building also stands on the Moskva River, but in a different location, close to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Excuse me, will it be possible for us to get onto that balcony? I would love to take some pictures of the Kremlin from there.
It is true that the balcony of the British ambassador's residence offers one of the best views of the Moscow Kremlin and is a favorite with tourists. But sadly, most embassies in Moscow open their doors to the public for tours only about once a year. And it's not today. Now we are looking at Spaso House, the official residence of the American ambassador in Moscow. The building once belonged to Nikolai Fedorov, an industrialist and banker, and some say the richest man in Russia before the revolution. This house was built in 1913. It was designed by architect Vladimir Adamovich. Spaso House takes its name from the nearby Spasopiskovsky Lane, which was named after that church you can see over there. Spas means savior in Russian.
Excuse me, that church looks very familiar. Is it famous?
Not really, but you may have seen it yesterday when you visited the Tretyakov Gallery. It appears in the painting Moscow Courtyard, Moskovsky Dvorik, by the famous Russian artist Vasily Polyanov.
Bingo! I knew I'd seen it before.
You have a good eye. Now back to the history of Spaso House. In 1933, after the USA and the USSR established diplomatic relations, it became the official residence of the U.S. ambassador. Here's something really fascinating. In 1935, Spaso House hosted a spring festival. For the event, birds, goats, and even a baby bear were rented from the Moscow Zoo. It was so dramatic and mysterious that it inspired the writer Mikhail Bulgakov, who was one of the guests, to create the famous Satan's Ball scene in The Master and Margarita based on this festival.
I've never heard of this book, but it sounds interesting. Would you recommend reading it?
Absolutely.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
We're standing across the river from the Kremlin, looking at one of Moscow's most impressive mansions, the residence of the British ambassador. This building was once the home of Pavel Kharitonenko, a wealthy merchant who owned sugar factories. It was designed in 1893 by architect Vasily Zalesky. However, the interior was redesigned in 1911 by Fyodor Schechtel in the English Gothic style, which was very unusual for Moscow at the time, but gaining popularity thanks to this incredible architect. Inside, there are carved wooden walls and ceilings, just like in an English castle. After the Russian Revolution, the house was used by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Several famous guests of the Soviet government stayed there, including the American dancer Isadora Duncan and the famous American writer Herbert Wells.
Excuse me, wasn't Isadora Duncan married to a Russian writer?
You've done your homework, haven't you? I'm impressed. She was indeed married to the Russian poet Sergei Yesenin, but she stayed at this house before that when she was first invited to the Soviet Union by the Minister of Education, Anatoly Lunacharsky. Good question. In 1930, this building was given to the British government to use it as the British Embassy in Moscow. The embassy moved to a new building in the year 2000, and this one became the residence of the British ambassador. This is where the ambassador lives and hosts social events like concerts, dinners, and receptions. The new embassy building also stands on the Moskva River, but in a different location, close to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Excuse me, will it be possible for us to get onto that balcony? I would love to take some pictures of the Kremlin from there.
It is true that the balcony of the British ambassador's residence offers one of the best views of the Moscow Kremlin and is a favorite with tourists. But sadly, most embassies in Moscow open their doors to the public for tours only about once a year. And it's not today. Now we are looking at Spaso House, the official residence of the American ambassador in Moscow. The building once belonged to Nikolai Fedorov, an industrialist and banker, and some say the richest man in Russia before the revolution. This house was built in 1913. It was designed by architect Vladimir Adamovich. Spaso House takes its name from the nearby Spasopiskovsky Lane, which was named after that church you can see over there. Spas means savior in Russian.
Excuse me, that church looks very familiar. Is it famous?
Not really, but you may have seen it yesterday when you visited the Tretyakov Gallery. It appears in the painting Moscow Courtyard, Moskovsky Dvorik, by the famous Russian artist Vasily Polyanov.
Bingo! I knew I'd seen it before.
You have a good eye. Now back to the history of Spaso House. In 1933, after the USA and the USSR established diplomatic relations, it became the official residence of the U.S. ambassador. Here's something really fascinating. In 1935, Spaso House hosted a spring festival. For the event, birds, goats, and even a baby bear were rented from the Moscow Zoo. It was so dramatic and mysterious that it inspired the writer Mikhail Bulgakov, who was one of the guests, to create the famous Satan's Ball scene in The Master and Margarita based on this festival.
I've never heard of this book, but it sounds interesting. Would you recommend reading it?
Absolutely.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now you will hear the text one more time.
We're standing across the river from the Kremlin, looking at one of Moscow's most impressive mansions, the residence of the British ambassador. This building was once the home of Pavel Kharitonenko, a wealthy merchant who owned sugar factories. It was designed in 1893 by architect Vasily Zalesky. However, the interior was redesigned in 1911 by Fyodor Schechtel in the English Gothic style, which was very unusual for Moscow at the time, but gaining popularity thanks to this incredible architect. Inside, there are carved wooden walls and ceilings, just like in an English castle. After the Russian Revolution, the house was used by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Several famous guests of the Soviet government stayed there, including the American dancer Isadora Duncan and the famous American writer Herbert Wells.
Excuse me, wasn't Isadora Duncan married to a Russian writer?
You've done your homework, haven't you? I'm impressed. She was indeed married to the Russian poet Sergei Yesenin, but she stayed at this house before that when she was first invited to the Soviet Union by the Minister of Education, Anatoly Lunacharsky. Good question. In 1930, this building was given to the British government to use it as the British Embassy in Moscow. The embassy moved to a new building in the year 2000, and this one became the residence of the British ambassador. This is where the ambassador lives and hosts social events like concerts, dinners, and receptions. The new embassy building also stands on the Moskva River, but in a different location, close to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Excuse me, will it be possible for us to get onto that balcony? I would love to take some pictures of the Kremlin from there.
It is true that the balcony of the British ambassador's residence offers one of the best views of the Moscow Kremlin and is a favorite with tourists. But sadly, most embassies in Moscow open their doors to the public for tours only about once a year. And it's not today. Now we are looking at Spaso House, the official residence of the American ambassador in Moscow. The building once belonged to Nikolai Fedorov, an industrialist and banker, and some say the richest man in Russia before the revolution. This house was built in 1913. It was designed by architect Vladimir Adamovich. Spaso House takes its name from the nearby Spasopiskovsky Lane, which was named after that church you can see over there. Spas means savior in Russian.
Excuse me, that church looks very familiar. Is it famous?
Not really, but you may have seen it yesterday when you visited the Tretyakov Gallery. It appears in the painting Moscow Courtyard, Moskovsky Dvorik, by the famous Russian artist Vasily Polyanov.
Bingo! I knew I'd seen it before.
You have a good eye. Now back to the history of Spaso House. In 1933, after the USA and the USSR established diplomatic relations, it became the official residence of the U.S. ambassador. Here's something really fascinating. In 1935, Spaso House hosted a spring festival. For the event, birds, goats, and even a baby bear were rented from the Moscow Zoo. It was so dramatic and mysterious that it inspired the writer Mikhail Bulgakov, who was one of the guests, to create the famous Satan's Ball scene in The Master and Margarita based on this festival.
I've never heard of this book, but it sounds interesting. Would you recommend reading it?
Absolutely.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part.